Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. I'm back here in Studio A this morning with my guest from Riverfest, New Mexico. Deanne Waters is here of the Riverreach Foundation. Good morning and welcome back to KSJE.
Good morning, Scott.
Good to have you here.
It's always good to be here.
You have this event coming up on Saturday, of course, the Animas River Jam. And this is kind of a new-ish event and a smaller event compared to maybe Riverfest, which is humongous. My word, not yours. Yeah. But yes. And so it's great to have you here. And it looks like the weather's going to be really great for this event.
Hope so.
Yeah.
It's a good time of the year and nice and cool and a little bit more comfortable than Riverfest usually is, where it's so hot.
Right.
So we're looking forward to having a real nice event.
Nice. Very good. And this event is kind of designed, as we've been talking about, family friendly. Mm-hmm. It is a free event to attend. It's going to be at Boyd Park
this year.
That's a little change.
It is. But I think it's going to be really, really a good change. When we had Riverfest and had to move a lot of the stuff around this past May,
yeah.
Yeah. The people that came to Boyd Park really enjoyed it. They said how nice it was. There's a lot more shade. So we thought this would be a nice, easy way to kind of utilize that park a little bit more.
Right, and maybe introduce it to some more people to use it. Yeah. I mean, a lot of folks are familiar with kind of the Bird Park area and some of the other areas in that main section of the riverfront parks there, but Boyd is another great option.
It is, and it's a beautiful park, and one thing that we like about it is it's a lot more handicap accessible.
Oh, nice.
You know, Berg is, there's areas that's really easy to get to for our elderly and people that are challenged, but Boyd is really an easier one to get to, so.
Nice.
We're hoping that that works really good.
That'll be a win, mm-hmm. Right. Well, and parking's a little bit, maybe, more plentiful at Boyd Park area, right? Maybe?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing, too.
Yes.
Great. Well, it's Saturday coming up, 11 to 5:30, but you're going to do a sneak peek, I think, literally, earlier because of the eclipse that's happening that same morning.
That same morning. It starts, I think, at 9:15, somewhere right in there.
Right.
And then I think a peak is about 10:30, and then it's over with about 12:30-ish, I think.
Okay. So folks can come early.
Come early, and we'll have some solar glasses there. Minimal cost, maybe $2, $3, something like that.
Right.
For them to safely look at it and experience what they call the ring of fire.
Yes, that's what we're getting. And we are right in the middle of the path, really. So Farmington is really taking advantage of New Mexico as a whole, I think, because Albuquerque and some parts in the southeast part of the state, it's kind of a diagonal path.
Yeah.
And so it'll be coming straight over us, and we'll get a great shot of that ring of fire with our glasses.
Yes.
Because you don't want to look at that without them.
No,
that's dangerous.
Definitely, that would not be good.
No. But the Animas River Jam will get started in full swing at 11.
At 11, right.
And you've got music, and you've got events, all things, right?
We have food trucks and children's activities. So that will be something for everybody.
Right.
So if people just bring their lawn chairs and blanket and
enjoy
it.
Okay.
Yep.
Right along the river.
That's what we've heard in the past, the last two times that we've had it. The comments are that how peaceful it is and how nice it, not as crowded. People sit back and just enjoy the music and.
That's the idea. It's a very different event, maybe from the Riverfest event that people might be familiar with.
Right. We don't have the vendors. We did have vendors last year. We thought we'd try it and see how that worked, and it didn't work that well.
Okay.
You know, that wasn't what brought the people out. They came to listen to the music and to dance to the music. And so we thought, well, that's what they liked and what they didn't like. And so we kept it
give the people what they want. There's a famous quote about that. Yeah. So there you go.
Right.
And so great. And so what types of music are you going to be having? I know you work really hard to get a variety of bands and folks in to entertain.
Right. We have three bands. One is a Western band, mm-hmm. and then the other two play a mix of everything. We start off with the 100-Year Flood. And they have a mixture.
It's a band, not an
it's
event, right? Okay, yeah, just making sure, because that was May.
Yeah.
We didn't want that.
The 100-Year Flood is a band,
okay.
A five-piece band, and they play a mixture. They play country, they play rock, they play some soul, some jazz. So it's something for everyone there.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that is Wild Country, which is more country, but
right.
they also have a little mixture in theirs. And then we end up with Funkified, which is a local band,
right.
and they play all different.
All kinds of stuff.
So there's, yeah. So there'll be something for everybody.
Great.
All throughout the day. So
right. And again, it's 11 to 5:30
mm-hmm.
at Boyd Park, as we said. And if you're not familiar with Boyd Park, it's 700 South Miller, which pretty much is almost south of downtown,
right.
is how I would describe
right.
it.
Yeah, right by the Miller Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
People, I think, understand when you say the Miller Bridge, they know exactly
right.
where that is, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah. And a lot of great areas, again, of that mm-hmm. of that park. And so you'll have food trucks. You've got other kids' activities.
Yes, we do. Farmington High Fly Adventures is providing a lot of the children's activities. And we'll have the pumpkin, not carving, but painting.
Okay.
We're
no sharp objects.
No
sharp, that makes sense.
Well, there were two things. No
yeah.
sharp objects, number one. And then number two, we didn't want the inner parts of the pumpkin
oh, yeah.
getting in on the grass.
Yeah.
I don't think the city of Farmington would appreciate having pumpkins growing in the
Maybe
grass
not.
In the spring.
Right. That's true. With all the seeds, you're right.
With all the seeds, so we and it's safety.
Right.
The painting.
So it's a pumpkin painting contest.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Got it. Very good. And more kids' activities too than just
yes.
that.
Yes.
Very
Farmington good. Fly High Adventure. I think that's I keep getting that name.
I think you're right. Yep.
But they're going to be in charge. And we'll have face painting.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be there. So there's plenty for the kids.
Right.
And which for is, the adults.
Okay.
And we have a beer and wine garden.
So good. That, okay. And the food trucks you mentioned.
Uh-huh.
So, gotcha. And this is, again, being sponsored by the River Reach Foundation, who puts this together, puts together Riverfest.
Right. And the city of Farmington.
And the city.
We couldn't do this without the city. They
right.
are. They go overboard and just really work hard to make sure everything works perfect for us.
Very good. But is it? It's not really a fundraiser necessarily
no.
for River Reach. It's just really an event for the
this
community,
just,
right?
Yes, this is just an event, and it's our third year. And we don't, it's like River Glow.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something for the public to enjoy and bring them down to the river. And the fall is such a beautiful time down there.
Right.
With trees starting to change colors and the cool crispiness of the air.
That too, yes, that's right.
Yeah. So, and I think the weather should be fairly nice in the 60s, upper 60s.
Yeah.
So be a good time.
It's always beautiful yeah. in New Mexico. We were talking about that before we came on the air this morning, that
yeah.
that's why we enjoy living here
yeah.
so much, because most of the time the weather is perfect.
Yeah. Well,
for whatever
sometimes
you
it's all four seasons in one day. But
true. We won't have that this
no.
Saturday, though. Just one.
I think this is just going to be fall.
We'll do fall
yes.
on Saturday, yeah. but that will work. And, of course, we hope, excuse me, we hope that folks will want to learn more about the River Reach Foundation, because you all work throughout the year
yes.
Helping to protect and develop and, you know, restore, enhance the rivers in Farmington.
Right.
That's been the mission of River Reach for, gosh.
1986, 1987.
Okay.
So it's been a long
30
time.
30 X years. Yeah,
yes,
35
uh-huh.
years probably coming
right.
up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, we're right now, we've also got a new thing going on. We have a gentleman that is doing a carving down along the river.
No.
Yeah, just past between Rocky Reach Landing and
okay.
the Cottonwood Bridge.
Okay.
You know, you have the bridge at Berg East
mm-hmm.
and then the one that's further up Cottonwood. So it's right between there. He's doing a carving. So if
oh.
people want to see what he's doing, they could walk down there and watch him.
Okay.
He's there most every day. It's about a 3-month project.
Interesting. Is
yeah.
he using like a tree stump
uh-huh.
or?
Yeah, he's using it's a huge tree stump that instead of just pulling it out.
Right.
Asked the city if it would be permissible to get someone to do a carving. And I believe he's doing a deer and a fawn.
Okay. Well, that is massive then, I guess, if he's going to do that.
Yeah. It's a pretty big deal. It's the first. It's the first
yeah.
one for us. And hopefully we'll have more tree carvings.
Very
in the
cool.
future.
Very nice.
Something.
And again, the benefit of the River Reach Foundation working with the city of Farmington
mm-hmm.
is that you can go from Boyd Park, walk all the way to Berg Park if you wanted
oh,
to,
yeah.
or ride your bike or run or whatever you want to do. It's all connected now.
Yeah. Actually, you can go to the Bisti Bridge.
It's all connected now. It's yeah, all the way from 371 now through the Among the Waters Trail, now to the Boyd Park, and then beyond to Burke Park.
Yep.
And I know there are more plans from that, too, which we're excited about.
Yeah, I think we're they're looking towards moving down towards Westland Park and up towards Aztec.
Very good. So, lots of things.
Lots of things going on.
But this has, again, been a 30-year project.
It is.
With River Reach and the city, and it's amazing to me to think that before 1985, 87, as you were talking about, that the rivers really weren't identified as a benefit of Farmington necessarily. They were kind of a dumping ground, and there was a lot of work to clean them up.
Yep.
And the city kind of rediscovered them, and the public supported the vision of creating these paths and trails and open spaces and places to have festivals like what we're talking about.
Right. It took a long time, but now it's a beautiful park and lots of beautiful trails, and there's something, you know, good for biking and just walking and you know, for all kinds of people that just enjoy nature. So it's a work in progress still,
It is, and it's growing.
It's growing. We still do the bank stabilizations and trying to have more activities down there.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking in the future for a fishing derby with the the children.
All right,
so that's something that we have on our futures.
Very cool.
So yeah.
Well, and they're all and all the areas are very different, at least to me, it seems. You know, Burke Park and that area is nice and wooded, and it's nice and shady, and then you get down to maybe Among the Waters, and it is a little bit different. You can see the confluence of the two rivers coming in and look out, and there's so much. I'm always amazed at how much space there is from when you look across the rivers, and then there's more land,
And
the bluffs,
the bluffs
and things, and you think that the bluffs are right along the river, but there's not in some places. There's a lot of space in between.
There is, yes.
And those were some of the very earliest parts of Farmington that were settled and farmed back in the days, as you and I both have learned from our other volunteer gigs that we do from time to time. But it's been a lot of fun. And to see the expansion of the trails and as folks start to use them more, I think it's been a great a great benefit.
And I think with the rafting now, that, you know, it's beautiful.
Yes.
People don't realize going down the San Juan, for the ones that don't want the rapids.
Right. San Juan's a little calmer.
San Juan is calm, and it's to see those bluffs as you walk, going slowly down the river.
That one gets you right up close to the bluffs.
Yes, and it's beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous.
True.
To go down there. Of course, it's over for the season.
Right.
We'll start back up in May. But
But it's another great thing that the community offers.
Right.
Encouraging some of this outdoor recreation, which has now been
It's a big push.
Push and an important maybe economic development part of the future the community. And so River Reach is working with the communities on that, too.
We are, yes.
That's been good to see.
So we're excited, and we're looking forward to the Animas River Jam and having it at Boyd Park and this year, and like I say, it's a new event, but it's just an event it's not a fundraiser.
Right.
It's just a family friendly.
Show up
and enjoy the music.
Plant your chair or your blanket and enjoy the music.
Yep. Enjoy the music, or bring your own picnic lunch if you want, and just have a good day.
That's what it's all
good
about.
Good afternoon.
Mm-hmm. True.
And watch the solar eclipse.
You can come early and watch the eclipse.
Yes,
that's very true. And then, what's next? You're planning probably Riverfest already, I would think, or will soon be.
We start with Riverfest next
June
month.
June 1? Oh, next month. Okay.
Next month, yeah. Okay. We have Riverglow coming up December 1st.
See, I
that's
forgot that.
The first
that.
Friday in December. Mm-hmm. So we're having that coming up. It's another family-friendly, very quiet, peaceful thing. And what's nice about that is it's the children's singing from the different schools.
You invite them down, and that's at Burke Park.
Mm-hmm. That's at Burke Park and at the Marriott. So we have three spots that they can sing. There's people can go to all three of them.
Right. And if folks would like to, support the River Reach Foundation, you're always looking for members, right? And folks can join pretty easily.
Yeah, it is. It's just $35. For a membership, and we do have family memberships and corporate memberships, and that's all on our webpage.
Very good.
They can join. Just going to riverreachfoundation.com.
Okay. That's where we can find out.
Yep.
And those dollars help the work of the River Reach Foundation when it comes to whether doing this bank stabilization or maybe trying to acquire property or make new trails or whatever. The city does most of that, but sometimes you're able to help a little bit too.
Sometimes we help. We've had a lot of success in getting easements and some of the property donated.
Right.
And now that they're trying to expand down, looking to expand down towards Westland Park, and we also are looking at towards Aztec, because the trails, the river's just a beautiful spot, and there's abundant areas for beautiful trails for the public to come out and enjoy nature.
Right. And do all different types of things, as we've talked about, from walking to jogging to riding your bike to doing all kinds of things. And so I know there's a lot of big goals to have a continuous trail almost, you know, throughout the river corridor, which is a real big dream, but it could happen. Look at how far it's come already.
Yeah, it's come a long way so far. So
that's wonderful.
And I know the county is looking at putting in more put-ins for rope ramps so we can expand a little bit more on the rafting end of it. So
right.
A lot of possibilities going on.
A lot of potential for our riverfront areas in the county, for sure. I know the latest one was, Cedar Hill, I think, the county put one in this year. And so there's a lot of that. And when you're on the river, it's a really different perspective when you look at the county from the river. And you're like, where am I? Oh, there's the bridge. And then you kind of go by bridges or your landmarks from the river, at least for me.
Yeah, and right now we're in the process of including some more signage, so that people, when they get into on the river, they know where the areas are that they cannot get off.
Right.
You know, don't trespass on public property. And areas that are mobby, just be careful of where there's rapids coming up, so they know which side of the river to go on. So that signage should be up by the end of this month.
Right. And that's a good point. When you're on the river, if you're not familiar,
you
should probably do a little research before you start floating down to know what you're coming up to.
And how far there is between areas where you can get in and off, in and out.
So right. Safely and legally. That would be important, too. So that's an important job of the River Reach Foundation. So thank you for all of the work that you all do. I know it's not just you.
Nope.
You have a whole army of volunteers and board members behind you.
Yes, we do. I know with the Riverfest by itself, we use over 200 volunteers to put on Riverfest.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
It's a big
250 about.
It's a big event.
It is huge.
Right. But the Animas River Jam is coming up, and it's a smaller event, but no less, I think, important to, again, remember the rivers and celebrate the rivers.
So, but come down and enjoy it and watch, you know, the birds and everything down there is just...
It's not too cold for them.
No.
No, they're still floating around,
swimming in the river.
Well, that's true. It's coming up this Saturday, everyone, 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., the Animas River Jam. It's a third annual event put on by the River Reach Foundation and the City of Farmington. Mm-hmm. Boyd Park, new location this year, which is at 700 South Miller Avenue. And if you come early, you can enjoy the eclipse, which will be right overhead. And if it's true to form Farmington weather, there'll be no clouds, so you'll be able to see
Hopefully.
It all.
Yep.
That's the idea.
That's the idea. That's what we're hoping on.
Wonderful. Well, Deanne, thank you for coming in this morning and visiting with me about this event. It sounds like it's going to be great and a nice way to celebrate fall.
Yes.
Which is the idea.
That's the idea.
Very good. And then you get to work on River Glow.
Yep.
It sounds
we're
like.
We're already working on River Glow.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, thank you for being here. And thanks for all the work of the River Reach Foundation. I mean, we enjoy these rivers and the trails because of the work of you all and the folks that came before you, but it's a great asset to the city of Farmington.
It is. I think that's a good area.
Yeah, me too. Good to see you. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Deanne Waters from the River Reach Foundation, my guest here on KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.